I always kind of look at it as, you know, too little, too fast. You know, you always want more. You want more practices. You want it spread out. You want to be able to spend more time. But, you know, I think it is what it is. So you don't complain about it. You just do the best job you can. So, you know, we were able to get everything in we wanted. I think that, you know, a couple of things situationally are showing up that, you know, we need to work on and do a better job, you know, situationally. But, you know, now we're into the next step, which is the mandatory minicamp, which I don't really think a lot changes, you know, once you get to the mandatory minicamp, outside of just obviously the players that, you know, they're required to be here now rather than voluntary. But as far as the practice tempo and things of that nature, I mean, you get maybe a little bit more walkthrough, maybe a little bit more time, but really not to an extent where it's a huge difference. And then you got to make sure that when we're away from each other, both coaches and players, that we're doing a good job and report at training camp. Ready to go.
What encouraged you over the last 10 practices?
I think, I don't know if it's more the encouragement part or more of, okay, you want to know where do you need to spend your time, you know, like, so where do you look at, you know, the practice schedules that have already been set for the training camp, you know, where do we have to maybe make some adjustments and spend a little bit more time, you know, so for me, you know, my thought process is what I've learned is, you know, I think we got to get a little bit more situational, you know, for our players and try to help them out in those situations and spend more time that way. Not that it's anyone's fault. It's just that I think that, you know, that's where we need to spend our time on more situational football. So I'm going to go back this weekend, look at the training camp scripts and see, you know, exactly where we can implement that stuff.
Are you happy with the urgency in practice? I noticed a couple of times you went out of your way to kind of call players to get back into the huddle. Are you happy with where you guys are at from, like, intensity?
Well, I think what we've done is we've tried to, again, it's not meant, OTAs are not meant for a high level of intensity, but we want a high level of tempo. I don't know if that makes sense to everyone. So for me, you know, when we started out, you know, we had a 30-second clock and then obviously then we brought it down to 25, then we brought it down to 20, then we went to 16, then we went to 14, you know, with the thought process of, you know, speeding up our thought process as we address the football or speeding up our process on defense with our disguises of what we want to get done. So, you know, it's just basically a progression of tempo of, you know, trying to get up, trying to get set. So this way, you know, you get yourself immune to, you know, to doing those type of things. And then what happens is during the course of a game, the other team is not going to put you in checkmate where you can't get out of it. You know, they may put you in check, you know, hey, check, and you may have the ability to make a move, but we're just trying to give ourselves a chance to make a move if we're on offense and we're giving us a chance to do it late enough to where, hey, they can't counter it.
Do you expect Brandon Albert to be here?
He told me he's going to be here. So, I mean, I take him for his word, so we'll see.
Do you have a plan for how to – do you have a watch practice for a day? Do you have to get involved right away? How do you think you'll handle that?
I got to wait to see him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's going to pass the physical. I mean, I got to wait. Yeah. You know, there's a process that everyone goes through. I'm assuming that he would, but you never know. So I'm not going to, you know, jump ahead of myself. And, you know, we'll sit down this weekend and we'll sit down Monday. And you know, we'll set that plan when he comes. I'm not going to waste a lot of time thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other things going on.
How have your offensive tackles progressed in these 10 workouts?
I think from an assignment standpoint, which I think you can really evaluate during this time, I think they've done a nice job. I think from a movement standpoint, they've done a nice job. Whether they've done have they progressed to play football in full equipment, I can't answer that, you know. But you know, they've gotten better in the things that you should get better at during OTAs. Are they better? Are they good enough for us to go out there and play and win with? I can't answer that question until we put pads on.
The other day, Michael Rivera said that Nate Hackett does a really good job of explaining the offense. Does he have a different style of the way that he does it, or why do you think he's, you know, was anything that struck you about the way he, you know, explains things, installs? All that?
I try to get him to slow down. Every time that we have a thought about offense or a conversation about offense, you know, he's going from A to C to F to Q to W, and, you know, and I'm trying to just go A to B to C to D, you know. So for me, it's always like, stop. That's why it was easy. When I'm the head coach and he's the coordinator, it's easy. I just go, stop. I'm not there yet. Take me over here, and let's work through this. When I was an assistant coach and he can do that, you know, and then when he was calling me Doug and all that stuff, man, it was hard as hell for me. Now, Michael, you know, might be able to relate to that a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? But in Nathaniel's defense, he's been in the system for a long time, you know, and he knows exactly what he wants. And I think that he's been doing this thing for a while now. So I think he's very clear on what he wants done in his communication. So I think from that standpoint, it's helped us. And I think the way he's able to relate to the players, either from a sense of just communication and language to an extent of just technology, which he is off the charts with, you know, how we do the pictures and the brightness of things and how we stimulate the players to, from a learning standpoint. So I think there's a lot more involved than just how we've kind of looked at how we grew up in high school where we just got a playbook and a chalkboard. You know, so he does, I do believe he does a very good job of that.
In a perfect ideal situation, how many times a game is Blake averaging? I think he's 37 for his career right now. You're under 30.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I like to run the ball every play.
So, no.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, none. Zero. I want to go back to the old way. I want to change the game.
You're on the wishbone, Chumbo
said. Hey, let me tell you something. Don't put it. I will. I mean, I have it in my background. Not the wishbone, but the veer. My favorite offense. I mean, I'm standing here today. Yeah, I'm coaching the NFL. But if you said, hey, what's your favorite offense, I would tell you, it's a pro-style attack with the veer. That's what we ran at when I was with Coach Friedgen. Coach O'Brien was there. Coach Donovan, who's here with us now, we're all at Georgia Tech. We ran it, and it was fun. It was great. I think there's a little bit of that now, though, you know, with the read option and the run-pass options that we have. But I don't know right now if I have that number in mind, honestly. But I do think this. I think when you look around the league, for the most part, I mean, you can argue this either way now. So I know that you can say, well, you know, so-and-so threw it 50 times and they always win. But I think if you look at the NFL, you know, it's probably a lower number than what people think and a higher number running. You know, when you have that, you're usually in control of the game and you're going to win the game in general. That's a general statement.
Do you anticipate using Church and Gibson during minicamp?
I didn't. No. I'm not planning to.
Now, can you get a feel for your special teams yet in terms of if there's going to be an improvement there with?
Yeah, I like. I think it's the same as when we go about with the play. But you know, we've been constantly looking to upgrade throughout the camp. We've been constantly moving people around to the different positions that we feel. Myself, Joe, and Mal have been in constant communication of, you know, where we are consistently ranking the players daily or after every two practices and where we're going. So we feel that we have people that have the ability to be core players for us. So from that standpoint, I feel very good about it. I believe that we have people that can potentially be very good returners, which I think is important for what we're doing. I think the specialists is one thing that you can look at right now and say where they are. Outside of the day where it rained a couple of days ago, I think they've really done a very nice job. You know, Brad has done an outstanding job kicking at times. I mean, it's been very impressive. You know, Jason's done an excellent job. I think he's improved on his technique. I think his stroke is shorter. It's more compact. He has good power. And obviously Tink has been, you know, consistent throughout. So, I think from that standpoint, I can feel comfortable saying that those guys have gotten better, you know, saying in an OTA period.
You follow up on Rivera. What did you like about his tape in Oakland? He said he could be a good fit here.
Yeah, we actually wound up working him out when we worked the quarterback out when I was in Buffalo and went to Tennessee. So we were in there and we worked the quarterback out, worked the tight end out with him, and we worked the receiver out. So we worked all those guys out. We went out there. So I had a little bit of an experience with him. And then when he was in Oakland, not last year, but the year before, I thought he had a lot of catches. I thought he played well. I thought, you know, he's a player that, you know, he makes the plays he should make. you know, and does a nice job, and he's durable. You know, my thing is, like, and I've told you guys this from the beginning, you know, I'm big on, you know, coachability and availability. I mean, I think if you have those two things, you have a chance to win. You know, you have a chance. If you don't have those things, I really think you're hurting yourself in this league to win. You know, he's been a guy that's been available. I think, you know, there's situations on every team. You know, he's at a team, they draft someone high, you know, he doesn't get as much playing time, and next thing you know, hey, he has an opportunity here, and we'll see what he makes of it.
You had Ivory come back today. You feel yielding to be back for your mini camp?
I don't plan on that right now. That's not saying he can't, but I'm not planning on that. He was out there today. Yeah. He was practicing today.
How do you think Brendan Allen's looked, you know, in his development so far from year one to year two?
Again, I had this question the other day. Somebody did an article on him. Who asked me about Brendan?
About Brendan Allen?
Yeah.
Me, yeah.
There you go. You got it right. Did you write the article today?
Yeah, I did.
Did you read it?
Not yet.
Damn. If you would have read it, then I would have been all right. No. You know, it's hard. I think I'm always pushing a player. So it's you know, for me to stand up here and say, I think it's more of a fact of when we play a game and they've done something to say, okay, hey, the result is this, and they did a good job creating that result. Where we are right now, you know, we're pushing him to get better. There's some things that I think that he needs to improve on. It's a very difficult time to tell because, again, quarterbacks aren't getting – they don't have to worry about getting hit. I think that's a big thing, you know, in this type of year. But – in the same standpoint, I think it's a very important year for him because we've got to see something. You want to see something to say, hey, maybe this guy has a chance. Obviously, we drafted him. We thought he can have a chance. But now you got to show something, too. I mean, it's a two-way street. You know, we draft thinking that, hey, you know, we believe that you can do something for us. But then when you get here, you got to show something to say, hey, yes, I can. So I think he's in that stage. He's no different than a lot of those players, you know what I'm saying, that we draft.
The last one with Ryan.
How much of next week will be set up with the walkthroughs and the practice to sort of give the players an idea of what a regular week would be like in the fall?
Zero. None. It won't even be close to what a regular week's, you know what I'm saying, going to be like. So I'm not going to really probably get into those schedules until late in training camp. I probably tend to get into them later than most people. I think players adjust very easily. And I think, you know, I try to maximize the amount of work that we can get. That's just always been my philosophy.
So third preseason game?
Excuse me?
Third preseason game? Area?
Maybe. Depends where we are. But it will never be exactly like it's going to be during the season. I try to stay in training camp mode as long as I possibly can.
Okay.
And you don't consider mini camp practice, right? You consider that?
I consider it activity.
Activity.
I like that.